Download the Notts Cricket Podcast every Friday from notscc.co.uk.
You know, he wants us to be fairly sober when we play.
I'll tell you what, that could be photoshopped. That'd be embarrassing for you.
When you get home from a day at the cricket, it's nice to have a wife there who doesn't want to talk to you about cricket, who just wants to make your tea and then wash up after you.
I don't know who the genius is who's going to explain that.
Hi, I'm Jeff Miller. You're listening to the Notts Cricket Podcast.
Hello and welcome to the Notts Cricket Podcast. This week we're speaking to batsman Alex Hales and club captain Chris Reid, who's looking forward to Monday's French Bowl T20 quarter-final against Sussex at Trent Bridge.
It's exceptionally exciting. Obviously we worked exceptionally hard to get to the quarter-finals and to get a home quarter-final, because we all enjoy playing in front of our home fans. It's set to be a big game.
Yeah, the home form has been particularly strong. 7 wins and a tie. Why is it that we do so well in front of a home crowd?
I think obviously having your home support, backing you and supporting you is a big factor. But also, we know the conditions we're going to be playing under. We get to choose what kind of pitch we want to play on, and that does give us an advantage. And we love playing at Trent Bridge. It's a great ground for anyone to play at, but when it's your home ground, it's even more special.
Sussex had questionable form in the back end of their qualification period, but flew out of the blocks, and no doubt they'll be dangerous opposition on the day.
Yeah, definitely. I mean, I think their history, their recent history in this competition is good as well. So, they got some very dangerous players, and I don't think, the fact that they didn't finish the group stage quite as well will have any bearing on the result come Monday night. It's a knockout phase now. Winner takes all, and hopefully we'll be the ones going to the Rose Bowl for the finals day.
Does knockout cricket change the mindset, or is it important that we maintain the approach that's served us so well so far?
I don't think we'll be looking to change too much, to be honest. The formula that we've applied has worked pretty well to get us to where we are. We obviously recognise that towards the end of the group stages there were maybe a couple of areas where we needed to improve on. But all in all, we played we played some exceptionally good 2020 cricket, and we need to make sure we bring our A game on Monday night.
You've relinquished the captaincy to Huss for this competition. How do you think he's done, and how do you guys work together to get the best out of the rest of the squad?
I think he's done a fantastic job. I mean, he obviously to come in and give me a little bit of a break from the captaincy was never going to be the easiest task for him. But I think he's jumped at the chance to do it, really, and he's led in a very very constructive manner. In terms of what I can do for him, I just try and help him as much as I can, and when he needs it, really, he'll often come up to me in between overs at the end of the overs to ask my opinion on various bits and bobs. But he's the man at the end of the day. He has to make the decision.
Darren Pattinson completes the Victorian trio at Notts this season. He's another guy that's worked on his game and really upped it in 2020 this time around.
Yeah, very much so. I mean, I think he's really enjoyed the challenge this year. He's really developed on his armoury in terms of the various different deliveries he bowls. We know he can bowl at a brisk pace, but the way he's developed his slower balls and mixed up his length, I think, has been outstanding, and it's been a real feature of our bowling.
We've looked to the big guns, so to speak, for performances at key times, but several of the younger guys have also contributed, and Graham White and Stephen Mullaney in particular, guys that perhaps weren't seen as massive signings at the time, but they've proven their worth already.
Yeah, very much so. I mean, they've proven to be two fantastic signings in all forms of the game thus far. But they're really starring in the shorter form of the game. Both of them are bowling performing key roles in the middle of our bowling unit. And certainly they've both also had starring roles with the bat at various times during the 2020s. So two fantastic signings, and as young cricketers, they're excellent in the field. And they're offering us a great deal in this competition.
We'll just finish with a quick word on Stuart Broad. Twice now this season he's come into the side and blown the opposition away for us. How pleasing was it for you to see him charging as he did at Warwick yesterday?
Yeah, it was brilliant. I think the real pleasing thing is that every time he's available to play for us, he jumps at the chance, and I think he really enjoys playing Ford on him, I'm sure, in our county games whenever he can. So, the nature of his performances for us this year have been absolutely fantastic and have without doubt helped us win two championship games. So, again, yesterday he was excellent. Best figures for him, which was pleasing, but, he won us that game. I don't think anyone going into the beginning of the day, thought we'd be the game would be over within an hour after lunch, like it was. It was a fantastic spell of bowling, and one that secured us those points.
Alex, looking back on the Warwickshire game, a solid win for Notts, and Stuart Broad was outstanding in that second innings.
Yeah, definitely. I mean, it helps having international players playing when they're available. And, Stuart showed his class of why he's an international bowler. And obviously, Waggy played exceptionally well at the top of the order. It was a convincing performance all round.
What was it about Stuart's approach that yielded so many wickets? Why did he have so much joy when some of the other bowlers struggled a bit?
He's obviously got a yard or two more pace than anybody else on show. And he's played a lot of international cricket, so he puts more balls than not in the right area. So, it was really good having him back.
An important game to win, and Mark Waugh helped us to do that. How confident did he look at the crease?
Yeah, I mean, he'll tell you the opposite. He'll tell you he looked a bit pokey, but I thought he played an exceptional innings. It started off slowly, but, we were in trouble when he came into bat. And, it was a match-winning contribution. So awesome play for him.
Three very important games coming up now. One in the CB40 against Durham on Sunday, first up. How difficult is it to make this transition between Championship cricket, 40-over cricket, and indeed 20-overs?
It is a little bit difficult, but you've got no choice but to get used to it. There's been a lot of cricket in the last few weeks, and the next few weeks are even busier. So there's no choice but to make the transition. I'm sure everyone will cope fine.
Big game on Monday as well. Certainly a degree of pressure on all of the players. But is that something you're looking forward to?
Yeah, definitely. I thrive on games like this. I'm really looking forward to it. I'm sure all the guys will be as well, and hopefully we'll have a good crowd getting behind us. We can turn over Sussex and make finals day.
Does the approach change now that it's knockout cricket as opposed to a group situation? Perhaps in those last few games, we had the luxury of knowing that a defeat wasn't the end of the road, but now one defeat from going out and indeed one win from finals day.
Yeah, it'd be at the back of the players' minds, but at the same time, we feel that if we go out there and execute our skills, we've got two high class opening bowlers, and Dave Hussey and Samit Patel have been on great form. So I think if we focus on our game and execute our skills well, I think we'll come out on top.
What do we know about Sussex, and what do we need to do to beat them?
I know that they've been struggling in the back half of the 2020. I think they've lost five out of their last six games. They won't be too confident at the moment. And obviously we've been on top form the whole way through the tournament. So I think they'll be fearing us. And hopefully again, as I said, if we can put a performance in on the night, I'm sure we'll defeat them.
Home four has been fantastic. Seven wins and a tie. What is it about Trent Bridge that we've enjoyed so much?
I have to say the home fans, it's fantastic playing at Trent Bridge. Whenever you get a wicket or you hit the boundary or a six or something like that, there's always great cheers in the crowd. And I think we have control over what wickets we want to produce, which also helps.
Ryan and Dirk have grabbed the headlines along with Huss, but Graham White and Stephen Mullaney, two guys that have come in this side this year, made a real difference, both with bat and ball and in the field.
Yeah, they've been two fantastic signs. I think they've done even better than what people expected. Mullaney's contributed with some good championship runs as well, and Whitey's been top draw, in one day cricket in 2020, and I'm sure he'll be looking to push his way into the championship side soon.
Your stock's risen quite a lot this season. How much are you enjoying your cricket?
I'm absolutely loving it. I mean, I started off not in the side, and that made me really hungry for runs and to try and get back into first team cricket. And I've worked hard, and I've really enjoyed the season so far, and hopefully we can keep playing well and win a trophy or two.
What do we need from the big guns on Monday? Dirk and David and Ryan as well have led by example, and what will we look to those guys for in the quarterfinal?
I don't think we'll look to them too much. I think it'll be an all-round team effort. Anyone out there can contribute. Everyone will want to be out there giving 100%. Obviously those guys have got the skills to take the game away from the opposition, which I know they are. I'm sure they will.